Zealand News Viewer Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Spain's coronavirus epidemic is under control, the Spanish Foreign Ministry said Sunday, after the British government imposed a 14-day quarantine on all travelers returning from the Mediterranean country in response to a surge in new cases there. The Spanish ministry added that hospitals are coping well with the increase in infections, and more than half of all new cases are asymptomatic. Tens of thousands of Britons on vacation in Spain will be affected by the British government's decision. But Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab made no apologies for the sudden move, saying the measure is needed because of the surge in new cases in Spain. We must be able to take swift, decisive action, he told Sky News. More than 28,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Spain. And North Korea has reported its first suspected COVID-19 case, blaming an alleged defector who officials said recently re-entered the country. The government has denied the presence of any coronavirus infections for months. The state-run Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, said that the person was put under strict quarantine and that all the persons who contacted that person are being thoroughly investigated, given medical examination, and put under quarantine as well. And India needs to be extra vigilant as the novel coronavirus threat persists. That's what the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is saying in a public address Sunday, even as the country registered a record number of patient recoveries in a day. Infections from the coronavirus have risen rapidly in India, the world's second most populous country, with more than 48,000 cases recorded in the last 24 hours. India has so far recorded nearly 1.4 million cases and more than 30,000 deaths. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday the Russian Navy would be armed with hypersonic nuclear strike weapons and underwater nuclear drones, which the defense ministry said were in their final phase of testing. Putin, who says he does not want an arms race, has often spoken of a new generation of Russian nuclear weapons that he says are unequaled and can hit almost anywhere in the world. Some Western experts have questioned how advanced they are. Two police officers in Kenya have been arrested in connection with a shooting in which two people were killed. The shooting happened in a market in eastern Garissa County on Saturday during a protest against the arrest of a man suspected of murder. Campaigners have raised concerns about policing during the pandemic. According to Amnesty International, Kenyan officers have killed 21 people since March for failing to comply with coronavirus prevention measures such as curfews and wearing masks. Earlier this month, police in the capital, Nairobi, fired tear gas and arrested several protesters taking part in the annual Saba Saba March, a protest event which started 30 years ago against the autocratic regime of then-President Daniel Moi. Correspondents say this year's event was given extra impetus by anger over police crackdowns during the COVID-19 lockdown. There was a tight security presence outside the U.S. consulate in the city of Chengdu, China, Sunday, as the American staff prepared to leave the premises. Three moving trucks were seen entering the building compound, while uniformed and plainclothes police lined both sides of the street. The editor of China's Global Times tabloid tweeted that the U.S. consulate in Chengdu was given 72 hours to close, or until 10 a.m. Monday, July 27th. China charged that some personnel at the consulate were conducting activities not in line with their identities. Without giving any details, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman said such activity had interfered in China's affairs and harmed its security interests. China's order to close the consulate was issued Friday in retaliation for a U.S. order to close the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, to, quote, protect American intellectual property and America's private information. Malaysian authorities launched a search on Sunday for 24 Rohingya refugees who went missing while trying to swim ashore from a boat off the resort island of Langkawi. Muslim-majority Malaysia has long been a favored destination for Rohingya Muslims seeking a better life after escaping a 2017 military crackdown in Myanmar and, more recently, refugee camps in Bangladesh. Malaysia does not recognize refugee status. That's all we have time for. I'm Laurel Bowman.